So I took an early music class back in college in Dresden, Germany in the early 90s. That was a requirement, but I was particularly fond of Professor Steuder because he had a very interesting way of introducing early music. And I remember a conversation that we had outside the conservatory building where he suggested that as my thesis piece, an orchestra piece that all composition students have to write in order to graduate, I should incorporate early music into my contemporary musical language. And back then, that was a thought that I could really not really conceive. So even though I think on the surface I agreed, inside I had really no idea how I would possibly do this. But when I came to America and I was more interested in incorporating early music in my own music, it actually dawned to me, and I remembered this quite recently, that it was already mentioned to me as an idea. And because there was this wonderful circle that was closed between that conversation that was rather casual, and I'm not quite sure if he really meant it, but mainly because he saw my interest in early music and had never seen a composition student do something like this, I thought that the entire project of this CD would be very well dedicated to his memory.
I'm wondering, how are you able to weave in early music to your contemporary composition techniques?
Yeah, that is a very good question, and that could also lead to an extremely elaborate answer. There's, of course, a lot of techniques and procedures involved, which I do take from contemporary music making and composition. But in general, I'm quite interested to see to what extent you could take a piece written by another composer a long time ago and create different levels of relationship, to what extent that would really inspire my music in a way that it would not really be noticeable, but also to what extent it would be a very noticeable, comprehensible aspect of my musical language. So I'm interested in those different degrees of how one would assimilate or not in a musical influence that's really not mine, that's taken from somebody else. And I actually also think that that interest in what assimilation means, or the exact opposite, deals with very current and relevant social issues that we all read about when we just open the news every day.